I'm Sam Hopkins. I'm the owner of Hopkins Site Work. If you're looking to upgrade your driveway or make your yard look beautiful, stay tuned.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we look at the communities, businesses, attractions, and people that make up Montcalm County. Here's your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Discover Montcalm podcast. And I'm kind of splitting hairs here just a little bit between Discover Montcalm and Chatting Local. Where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Palo, Michigan for about 10 years of my life. Then moved to Lowell, Michigan, raised on a farm over in Alto. Then I transferred to Tri-County in 2007. Graduated from Tri-County, and from there, joined the Marine Corps, got out of the Marine Corps, met my wife, bought a house in Newaygo.
And life. Adulting.
Yep, adulting. Yep.
Well, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. When you're going through all of this, at what point did you start to think, you know, I like making driveways look better and landscaping look better? Was that the plan at the time, or how did that evolve into what you're doing now?
Well, you know, as men, we like to play with big toys. So it was something that I never got out of from being a child. And you
probably
know,
started with that Tonka truck.
Right.
Those Tonka
right.
trucks.
Yeah, yeah, I wasn't moving dirt efficiently back then. So I, you know, I figured it out. So doing excavating for 12 years, I'm a foreman, been a foreman for 7 years now. And you get to a point in your career where, you know, it's, you want more. You know, everyone should have a five-year goal. You know, you're hitting those goals. Well, yeah. At what point do you, you know, want to do something better for yourself and for your family?
Well, I get it.
So it's it was a risk that you know, my wife and I decided, you know, it's time. You know, we're not getting any younger.
Yeah. And and you hit it right on the point. Your wife and yourself made that decision.
We did. Yep.
You know, and it's nice that you do that. So the name of your business is
Hopkins Site Work.
Hopping Site Work, and you can be found on Facebook.
Yes.
So if anybody needs to get in touch with you, and let's jump right into this. What's your phone number? How does somebody contact you?
So my phone number is 231-707-1469. You can call me, text me. I have an email address, hopkinsitework@gmail.com. Get a hold of me on Facebook. I do work full-time for an excavating company. This is a business that I'm starting at low risk, doing on weekends, yeah, days off, whatever I can do.
I think they call that a side hustle.
We've all
done that throughout our careers. You know, I've been in a band. That's been my side hustle. You know, I've worked it for myself, but I've also working at the career center. And, you know, so we understand it. And I like how you use that word low risk. You're building it while you're still doing something else. And there's a lot of people out there that is their path. And then they know when that day comes when they go, this is now full time.
Yes. And I'm really hoping this forces me to make a decision in the next 2 to 3 years. If I want to be a full-time employee for myself or continue to work for someone else.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really want to create something great for my family, for my kids, be able to retire, be a full-time grandparent, enjoy retirement.
Yes.
And
so there is that plan.
Yes. Yes, it is. This is not just a little side gig with hopes of, you know, making extra cash. This is something that, you know, I want to pursue. I want, you know, to show my quality of work, and I want to create something great.
That is the entrepreneurial spirit of anybody that goes into business. So it's great that you're doing that. While you were saying that, I'm thinking to myself, that sounds polished, but it's not. It's from the heart. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, you just really want to play with big toys.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that it's like, okay. And we're fortunate, any industry out there, there's toys. you know, we call them tools of the trade, quote.
Right.
But, you know, I get cameras and I get editing gear and I get other different jibs and steady cams and different stuff for me. You know, you get excavators and dozers and whatever. The type of work that you are going after, because I know when you talk about excavating and, you know, doing landscaping, there's different layers.
It's very broad, yes. It is.
Very broad. So right now with Hopkins Site Work, what is your area of expertise that you say, hey, if you want this is, I'm ready for you. You know, can you kind of give me an idea of what you are looking for as the ideal customer?
Yep. So yard expansions, you know, if you have a little bit of woods or weeds or, you know, bushes, I mean, stuff you want cleaned up and expand your yard, driveways, upgraded driveways, small landscaping projects. A lot of them are just kind of a one-man gig. You know, I go in, spend a couple of days, and get a lot done.
A lot of detail, attention to detail.
Correct. And there's a lot of drainage issues with a lot of houses where the yard, all the water goes right to their house or right to their deck, and they're just battling water. You need drainage. You know, you want a nice yard, mm-hmm. especially here in Michigan in the summertime, all the mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a flooded basement. I mean, it's...
What I'm hearing is, if someone out there, if that statement resonates with you, go to Hopkins Site Work on Facebook, reach out to you and start with a discussion. I know you've been in the business for a long time. What are some of the things that you find that you really shine at? You know, like, you come in and you're standing at the roadside and you're looking up at this house. Does your brain start to go, you know, start to draw this out in your head as you're doing it? Or do you wait to get that from the customer?
No, when I walk in and get to a site, you automatically just look at grades. I mean, that's what you do. It's drainage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want everything away from the house. You want everything to shed away from your driveway. You want some place for the water to go.
That has to be a challenge at probably some places.
It is, because, you know, sometimes you need to bring in material, you know, and you're not just going to put material over your topsoil. You're going to, you know, remove your topsoil,
mm-hmm.
put in your fill, cover the topsoil back out, bring in screen topsoil, and make it look nice for the customer.
The Discover Montcalm podcast thanks West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, M1063 WGLM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
I'm sure that if they're like some of my customers, their eyes are bigger than their pocketbook. However, you know, how do you address something like that?
It's being reasonable. You know, I mean, everyone has a budget. You know, you want upgrades done, but it's, you know, I really just want to get my name out there and show my quality of work.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it for free. Yes, I need to make something out of it, just like any other, you know, any other
business.
That's
business.
Yes.
That is business.
So it's trying to be reasonable and what we can fit at that time. You know, you don't have to do the whole entire project.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do it in phases and make it affordable at those times, that's completely fine. It's, you know, your biggest expense, you know, is fuel costs, and then you're paying for the skill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I wasn't, you know, 12 years experience and, you know, managing crews.
And it's growing.
Correct.
You know, and you don't want me doing your landscaping. Okay. I can dig stuff up, you know, but there's a difference between an amateur and a professional.
Correct. There is. And, you know, and I stand by my work. When you receive compliments, and that's more rewarding than the amount of money I make from the client. You know, that's what it's about. You know, yes, everyone would like to make money at their job.
Sure.
You know, but, you know, that only goes so far. A compliment, a happy customer.
Yeah.
You can't put a dollar amount on that.
Happy customers refer you to other people.
And, they do.
And that's the bottom line. And usually, you know, the beauty of what you ended up with, meeting what they needed, ends up being a win-win situation.
It really does. And it's really rewarding when you see, you know, they come home and say, oh, wow. Wow, you know, and it's nice, you know. I mean, it makes you feel good. You're getting recognized about your work. Yes, you know, I get that at my own job, but it hits a little bit different when you're representing yourself.
Oh, most definitely.
And it's such a great feeling that it's worth way more than any dollar amount.
Anybody that is starting or running their own business has that same desire in their heart to accomplish whatever it is that they're out to do. And I'm sure that when somebody pulls into their drive and pulls up to the house, it kind of has that, instead of a new car smell, it has that new house look, you know, the new yard look or whatever that might be.
Well, and that's another thing too, is, you know, that brings equity to your home. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not just some money that you threw at a guy and it's going away. And that value is staying with your home if you ever decide to sell.
Yeah. Or just make it look nice while you're there. Don't even worry about it. Just, I like the way it looks, and that's why I hired you as a professional to come in and do what I need. So as I wrap this up, there's always that million-dollar question that every interviewer will ask. Is there anything that we didn't cover today that you would like the audience to know about you and your business before we reach the end of the podcast?
If you're looking for your upgraded driveway, yard expansions, you know, utility trenches, some landscape work, get on the schedule. Call, text, email, so send me a message on Facebook.
Let's do that again. What's the phone number, email address, and how can they find you on Facebook?
Phone number 231-707-1469. Hopkins SiteWork is on Facebook.
And your email?
Email is hopkinsitework@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time to come in today and share what you're doing. It sounds like it's a plan, you know, and like every business, you know, we're all out there striving to accomplish something that helps the customer. So, Sam, again, thank you for coming in. Once again, your phone number?
231-707-1469.
You can follow the Discover Montcalm podcast at discovermontcalmpodcast.com on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. You can catch us on Pandora, Apple, and iHeart. If you've got a story to tell, whether it's for Discover Montcalm and you're in Montcalm County, or you're outside of the county line and want to be part of the Chatting Local segment, and then we've added another segment where we're doing veteran spotlights. If you've served our country and want to come in and talk about it, I would love to have you come in. So Discover Montcalm is expanding. Bottom line, we want to tell your story. We want to tell what's going on in the area. And if you're a business, we want to help promote you. There's just a lot of things going on, and I'm here to help you. 231-250-9624. Remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.